Drivers have been rushing to snag electric vehicles this month. That's because a hefty tax credit for buying clean vehicles expires today. As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, EV sales have been supercharged.
The federal tax credit for electric vehicles is worth up to $7,500, or up to $4,000 on a used car, and it's available as a rebate at the time of purchase. The Republican tax and spend law this summer ended that credit on September 30th. Anyone planning to buy an EV suddenly had a four-figure reason to hurry. Matt Jones is with the car buying site TrueCar.
Yeah, the past couple weeks, even in the past several days, EV sales have just exploded. It's been bonkers.
The deadline is today. And to be more precise, buyers need to have a binding contract by midnight. It's okay if the actual car doesn't get delivered until later. The Tesla website has a countdown clock ticking away the seconds until the end of the day. Jeff Iosa says his Mercedes dealership in Connecticut has been cleaned out of EVs as the deadline approaches.
I don't have any vehicles left that I could lease to someone that's interested in taking advantage of this incentive.
The tax credit comes with strict eligibility requirements for purchased vehicles, things like where the car is built or making sure the buyer's income is not over a certain limit. But on leases, anything goes. Every leased EV can get it. That loophole outraged critics of this credit because rich people could benefit. It also created huge demand for EV leases. Iosa's got some cars he could sell without the tax credit, but everybody wants that discount. And after the tax credit goes away, EV sales, well, here's Iosa's prediction.
It's kind of going off a cliff, right?
All those people who raced to buy an EV early won't be buying one in, say, October. So just like the deadline inflated sales recently, it's going to deflate them in the weeks ahead. EV sales are still expected to grow long-term. Tax credit or no, there's a market for a car that's fun to drive and never needs a fill-up. But that growth is projected to be slower than it would have been if the subsidy stuck around. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.